Okay, class. We're having real problems with this one lately. The pretty instructor by the front of the room is in her early 30s. She has strawberry blonde hair pulled back from her face, and a severe expression behind small glasses perched high on her nose. The class is made up entirely of men today, all young men, all looking more than a little aroused. The instructor's revealing outfit is part of that. Huge breasts barely contained in a long robe, and the sight of a thin loincloth on her lower body. Women don't have to worry about this one, so just the guys today. The women are learning about minotaurs, which have seen a similar resurgence elsewhere. It is rare that this creature will pay female warriors any special attention, or even appear to them. The click of a projector starting up, and next to the instructor, a moving image appears. Video footage taken in the field, projected for the class to see. It is footage taken from a concealed vantage point. A woman wearing a silky pink robe. A woman from the waist up. Beneath her, her snake-like coils are hidden in a nearby bush and concealed from view on the nearby path. Anyone walking by might mistake her for a maiden who has her foot caught on a branch or snare, you see. But she will only appear when a male is alone. She will abduct the target. Footage zooms in slowly and orbits around the snake woman, showing her large breasts, pale skin, red eyes, the long tongue which slides out and tastes the air. It seems she is looking at a distant approaching warrior. When the warrior arrives within 100 feet, for the camera has now moved behind the snake woman, the Shirohebi vanishes. We used scrying magic to watch her. Of course we couldn't put anyone with a penis at risk, and that distance is about where she can smell the target didn't have one. Masculine presentation draws them, but they want semen, and they'll discard a target who doesn't have it. A click from the projector, and the instructor moving further into the shadows at the edge of the room. What I am about to show you is graphic, and I myself had to watch it several times before I was sure I could keep a cool head. You see, we have obtained footage of the mating process for the first time, and I will be advising you on possible countermeasures. On the screen, you see a woman like the other, but her robe is gone. Her breasts are bared. The vantage point is behind her, stuck to the wall. Laying on the floor is a man, wrapped in snake's coils, his huge erection poking out between two of them and being obviously squeezed as it is leaking fluid. There are two pinpricks of red on his shoulder, where the snake has recently bit him. The bite induces transformation. He will become aroused by her presence, her scent. His penis will grow and remain erect for much of the rest of his natural life, which will be artificially extended, as hers will be artificially shortened. A breeding pair can make dozens of offspring. Think of that before being too tempted by these images. You would bolster their armies with over 30 times as many soldiers. 30 times as many men co-signed to this fate. Here, I'll let it play out. She falls silent, but if you divert your attention just past the light and into the shadows, you will see her hand has slipped inside her robe, under that thin loincloth. And the instructor is shamelessly masturbating while sitting on the edge of her desk, grinding down onto it, trying to stay upright enough to see where you are in the video. In the coils of the snake girl, the white-skinned and haired, red-eyed snake woman whose back is to us, turned just enough to one side to show her breasts, those nipples are dripping milk. They lactate in preparation even before the first pregnancy. Focus here on the eyes of the fresh-caught male. Eyes dilating. His clothes have been removed. This viewing lens was on his uniform's buttons. This was a scout from this very academy. The instructor is silent now, except for occasional moans and the jerking slide of her desk when the stored vibrations and ripples of her oncoming orgasm make her legs and arms twitch too much to hold it in. The coils draw closer, unfold. Now the male is not struggling. The two of them roll on the floor, the snake woman lying down. You see her pale skin, pink nipples, open mouth. She isn't saying anything you can hear, her long tongue sliding out and licking over her own coils to bring the dribbles of the male's cum into her mouth. From the camera's perspective on the floor of the cave, you see that tongue snake over the cock and begin to coil it up, mirroring how the snake woman's coils had trapped him moments before. But the male is free to writhe in the dilation in his eyes. The blank look of unconcern is changing. His erection remains, despite the squirting. And see how the male is now desirous of the monster. He is scenting the air. Pheromones are now attuned to his system. He will now be the aggressor in this twisted mockery of normal behavior, of decorum, mating with a monster. How shameless. On the screen, the male actually pins the monster, and his muscled abdomen tenses. His cock is swinging upward, almost virile enough to poke his chest and making it difficult to line up with the snake girl's pussy. But the woman beneath him moves her own sex to line it up, her tail swishing on the ground and sliding her into alignment. The instant he thrusts, she lets out an unearthly cry of arousal, and so does the instructor. Oh, fuck! Look at her! Look at her eyes have gone white. She's coming. She's fucking constantly coming. Every time I watch this, I can't. The wet swish of fingers and the instructor's pussy is obvious. She's masturbating quick, grinding her butt down on the desk. When she lifts her skirt to get better access, you see the gleaming base of a heavy metallic butt plug pushed into her rear, on top of wearing no underwear. Her butt is squeezing around it while she fingers her pussy and stares at the screen. The warm reverie and blush on her cheeks has seemingly taken her away from the classroom setting, but the words continue hissing between her teeth as she bites her lip and periodically kicks the desk in aroused shocks. He will fuck her until exhaustion, which will take hours. I will stop the video soon, so commit this to memory. This video can be checked out of the archives, assuming there is ever a day someone is not using it. She doesn't talk anymore after that. Just watches as the snake wraps her new husband back up and begins using her tail to push his butt toward and away from her body. Long after his arms and legs are tired, after her juices have leaked onto the floor but none of his cum, her body sucks it all in. The two kiss deeply. They rub against one another, fucking, moaning, filling the room. And he fills her pussy over and over, the snake alternating orgasm and hissed dirty talk. Eventually the male, dominance in his eyes, resists her coils and manages to actually subdue her physically. But by then, his mind is so far gone, escape is impossible. There is only the desire to fuck. The instructor, between her own moans, points out weaknesses, how to avoid and defeat the creature if you were very lucky. But her heart isn't in it. And she's almost weeping when racking sobs take her orgasming body across the desk. She giggles blankly, and her moans aren't the only ones in the dark as the video ends. and everyone adjusts their clothes before the lights come up.